smell, will have to see
breathing.
All are karma. Without this, we cannot do anything. So, we want to eat, we want to see, we want to smell, we want to all these things. So these are on Allah Kilas. We cannot avoid. So he has told what? Annabhilashita. From Annabhilash, some pratyas are added and it has become Annabhilashita. What?
So
his natural stage goes away and he becomes in unnatural stage. And if at that time, to save his life, if he tells anything unnaturally, oh God save me. Like Draupadi. Like elephant. They are not in that natural position. Their nature was changed. So if in natural way, no problem, not danger of life, and he is thinking that, oh God give me some money, I want to marry, I want anything, liberation, save me for future dangers, then this is annabhilashita. This is very dangerous. So in our natural stage, we should not have anything to wait from Krishna. But when in unnatural position, when there is life danger, like Draupadi, he may pray to Krishna. And when he will come, will natural position, she will at once, oh, I have done wrong. Then this is Annabhilashitasu. Sometimes Vaishnava should not do Shraddha, Laukik Shraddha. Never. This is our principle. But sometimes any Vaishnava may do, offer some prasadam to Krishna, and by that he makes some Shraddha and fire sacrifices. Only to Sangraha, Lok Sangraha.
Collect.
For the social encourage.
To encourage. Ne? To bring other devotees, not devotees, a general person towards Krishna. He has nothing to do, to take and give, nothing for to do. Vaishnava, any Shraddha. But only he sees that, oh, this common person, general person, they like that, that some fire sacrifice and some things should be done. And that is why to create their Shraddha towards bhakti, oh, we are also doing these things. So he can do. This is Annabhilashita Shunya. So, it is not dangerous. Annabhilashita shunyam, jnana karma adi anabhritam. Until when we are alive in this world, and if we have physical body, we'll have to do some work, that is karma. And also jnana, like tattva jnana. Who is father, who is mother, who is brother, what is this world, what is birth and death, how real happiness will come, this knowledge should be there. And we should eat, we should see five things, five senses work. It should go on. Otherwise they will die. and we cannot follow what is bhakti. So we must do them. But here, what is karma, we should know. What is karma? What is karma?
Well, like the example that you gave.
It means not to follow by the...
Not to follow by the...
Karma.
Desire.
He is always lazy, not doing, not serving father, mother, others, not doing good karms. They are called akarma.
And vikarma is opposite to karma.
Please, we do it for ourselves or those who are ours, for them, for family person or others. So these are karma. But when, like I am going to market to buy some very tasteful sweet fruits, and I will taste, my brother will taste, my wife will taste, my children will taste, anyone related to me will taste, then it is karma. I am going to market to buy some fruits, and I am buying and bringing them only for Radha and Krishna. They will taste. And if remnant will come, then we will take something to purify us. Or any Vaishnava coming for them, then it is not karma, it is called bhakti. Bhakti. And if we are doing all these activities for mukti, oh, body is doing, I am not doing, my soul is not doing. My soul is nirgun, nirvishesh, anadi, no, nirakar and all this. Only for liberation I am going and doing and bringing. My body is taking, I am not taking. And this will be called jnana. So these bhakti rahit karma, those who are really this way, not helping to bhakti, that should be rejected. Not covered by that. Why covered? Karma has been told. Why? We'll have to take bread, we'll have to take meal. But it depends on the mood of that devotee. I am taking meal that I will be some stronger and I will chant and remember more. Then it will not be covered with karma. I am sleeping. Why you are sleeping? To take rest and to do job more tomorrow. Then it will be karma. And if you are sleeping, that after taking rest, in very morning, I will chant, remember, and doing so much devotional things, then this sleeping is also helpful for bhakti, and it is called bhakti. So the mood of the devotees are changed when doing all kinds of bhakti. But it is not even uttama bhakti. When it will be uttama bhakti? Anukullena Krishna. What is anukullena? Anu. Anu means?
Continuous.
Anu?
Guidance.
In the guidance of any pure devotee. And also, all the activities and all the endeavors should be to please Krishna. All endeavors should be to please Krishna. Here Krishna means Krishna, his all
associate,
his all manifesting, all, not only Krishna. So it will be for that. And also, anukullena Krishna anusilanam. Why anusilanam? Why anusilanam? He has told anukullena, then why he has told Anusilana. You remember something? With fighting them. So this pleasure is not, will not be called bhakti. Because it is pratikul. Pratikul means?
Unfavorable.
But Yashoda Maiya, twisting the ears of Krishna, and somewhat chastising him. And Krishna begins to weep. He takes down Krishna from his lap, her lap, and stops giving milk, breast. And Krishna becomes angry. Why mother does so? But still it will be bhakti. So all things concluded in this shloka. And when this bhakti will be pure from karma, jnana, and that kinds of anathilas, and always continued, no
stoppage.
And in the guidance of a pure Gurudev or Vaishnava. If it is done up to what stage? After liberation also, you will have to be in the guidance of gopis or Siddhama, Subal, or Nanda, Yashoda. Without guidance, anyone cannot please Krishna. So what to tell in this position? Baddha.
Conditional,
this state. Or after liberation. In both states, you will have to be in the guidance of any pure here devotees and their parikar. All the manjaris are in the guidance of Rupa Goswami. Even Rati Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, Vilas Manjari, all the manjaris are in the guidance of Rupa Manjari. All the sakhis are guidance of in Vishakha and Lalita. Sometimes Srimati Radhika in the guidance of Lalita. So in any way our bhakti should not be without guidance. So always you should try it like this way. Then it will come into shape of bhava-bhakti. When it will call sadhan bhakti, there are some definitions. You should try to hear and to adopt all these things. If you are doing sadhan bhakti, that is sramanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakham, atmanivedanam, or five of among them, sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, Bhagavat Saman, Mathurabad, Sri Mutti Sardai. These are more powerful. And in them, three are more powerful. Samadhan, Kirtanam, Smaran. Among them, one Nam Sankirtan, Sardashesh. But it will not do any effect if you are not in guidance. If you are doing insult yourself, unbreaking for thousand and last birth, Sramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Sramanam, all, and not good guidance, topic of guidance, then you will have only fruit that so much wealth, reputation, worldly gain only. And better some matter, what better? Then you can serve Krishna as a Narayan in. It may be that if you have a renowned person like Shankaracharya and others, then you will have only liberation. Sometimes if you will have any devotee following Rukmani and Satyabhama, they are pure. Hanuman is also pure. If you will have association of Hanuman, you will be pure Vaishnava and you can serve Rama, but you cannot serve Dwarkadhish or Vrindavan. So it depends on this. Association, how developed and qualified that sadhu sangha is. Without a rasik Vaishnava, without knowing what is raganuga, what is vaidhi bhakti, you cannot advance in your bhakti. So we should pray that satang prasangamam vidya samvidau bhavante ritakarana rasayanah katha tajyo sanat asu apabarg vartmani first sadha, then sadhan bhakti. Sadhan bhakti first. If we are going to achieve bhav, we should first know what is bhav. Sthai bhav, vibhav, anubhav, sattvic and vyabhichari. We are not knowing anything. Then we cannot do anything. We cannot progress. First we will have to know. And for that thing, achieving, if you are doing sadhana bhakti, then it is sadhana bhakti. Otherwise, nothing. Something. Not sadhana bhakti. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya. If anyone is doing indhavaring from his mind, senses, by body, making garden, always gardening, or only distributing books, nothing good. Only some kinds of impression may come, sukriti may come. But sukriti is not sraddha. From sukriti, sraddha will come, and when it will be gathered so much, then sadhu sangha will be done. And after sadhu sangha so much, then bhakti will come. What bhakti will come? Vedi bhakti comes. And Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mate kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukriti. If you are doing all these things, what? Not suddha pure bhakti, swarup siddha bhakti, like gardening, having cows, creating so many things, doing kirtan, but no, you don't know so what is kirtan. Yourself you are going and chanting Hare Krishna going. But what is pure name? What is pure bhakti if you are not knowing? If you have no relation with Krishna, that what is the relation between Krishna and myself? No relation. No Divya Gyan, then how this name will save you or it will give bhakti? Never. It will be only like Sukriti. So we should know what is Sukriti and what is real bhakti, and especially Swarup Siddha bhakti. Then we can do any sadhana. Then first Vaidhi bhakti and then at last Radhanu Baba. So gradually. And when we will know all these things, oh, what is Gurudev? I want to know that what is Sthai Bhav? What is called Vibhav? What is called Uddipan? Uddipan is also of, Alamban is also of two kinds. Vishaya Alamban and Ashraya Alamban. What are they? So after that we will know what is Vibhav, Sancharya and all this. Then for them, if you will practice Bhakti Yoga, Shravanam, Kirtanam or all these things, then it will be Sadhana Bhakti, otherwise not. And practicing Bhakti Yoga, then we will come in the stage of Bhav Bhakti and gradually after that Prema Bhakti. So we should know all these things and try to advance our Krishna consciousness, developing in sadhana bhakti first and then bhava bhakti and grace. Go Brahma. You try to know all these things perfectly. and then try to enter in this. Not falling but like bhed.
Blindly, like sheep.
What is that story, you know? Tumi bola. What is that story? Gaur, Praman, Yusuf Singh and Kirtan. Oh, Yusuf Kirtan. And also.
Yeah, I'm going to have a problem.